Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Over here at Bed Crime Stories, we do all things true crime. If that's your jam, consider subscribing. Also, if you find you enjoyed the video, please hit that like button, please share, please sign up for notifications, yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. Good morning, good evening, hello friends. I hope you guys are all doing great today. Well, the beep show has already started in the Sebastian Rogers case. Visions of the Summer Wells case. Not good ones. The official news in the media is still that Seth hired two PIs. But the news on the YouTube streets is a whole different story. Allow me to give you a breakdown. Okay, so there's a guy who showed up, I believe, in a Facebook group. His name is Marcus Salazar. Actually, it's Marcelino Salazar because I looked him up. So this dude lives in Chickasha, Oklahoma. Although between yesterday and today, he's changed where he lives and he's now saying that he lives in Ardmore, Oklahoma. I don't think this change is just a coincidence. I think he did it deliberately because I think he's playing some games here. He told one of the Facebook groups dedicated to Sebastian Rogers that he's got Sebastian and he was asking for money because he says that Sebastian needs his medications. I'm going to say allegedly because I haven't seen those posts myself. Here's what an administrator from the Facebook group posted. Quote, "Everyone, I have received multiple messages from people who are communicating with Marcus Salazar about Sebastian Rogers. He's asking for money for Sebastian's meds, but has said that he will not give Sebastian over to anyone except Seth. I do believe this is a scam, but I'm doing everything in my power to make sure that there is nothing to it. I have agreed to meet him in person, to return him to his father, and have promised him the money he is requesting. However, as long as there are others out there communicating with him, he's going to continue to attempt to get money elsewhere. I'm asking that everyone cease communication with him so that we are the only ones left for him to communicate with. If there is anything to this, we will do anything and everything we can to get Sebastian back. Thank you to everyone who has sent me the info, but please let us handle it from here on out. Thank you. Respectfully, Heather." She also has let it be known that this has been shared with law enforcement, which is really where all of these tips should go, even though if it's a scam, it's going to be a big waste of their time, which will divert resources that could be used on credible tips to this illegitimate, let's call it, tip. I was going to post this guy's picture, but I'm not sure if it's really him. You know, he could be using somebody else's photo. The upsetting thing is that when I looked at his information, I looked him up, lo and behold, he does have a criminal past that includes physically harming somebody. And when I say physically, I'm talking about like an SA type of situation. But I'm going to say allegedly here because I'm not sure if this guy is really the guy, if the photo is really the person who's pulling this stuff. So that's item one for the Kaka show that I'm describing here. The other thing is that apparently a guy who is part of Brothers Underwater Recovery, somebody named Ronnie Dale Wagner, well, apparently he searched the Cumberland River for Sebastian, and now it's come out that in his past he has quite the criminal history. I looked him up, and let me just say that he makes Marcus Salazar look like a saint. The main point about him, though, is that he is a registered SO, which really sort of creates a conflict of interest, if you think about it, in him looking for Sebastian, since Sebastian Rogers, according to his father Seth, and his mother, Katie Proudfoot, is a victim of SA himself. Even if this Ronnie Wagner is trying to do good deeds now, even if he is trying to give back for having committed these crimes in the past, it's still going to rub most people the wrong way. The person that he SA'd was a teenage girl. I hate to say that somebody should not be searching for Sebastian because obviously we want everyone searching for Sebastian, but this guy is problematic. So that crime occurred in 2012. It was a long time ago, But as I said, he has a very extensive criminal past, and a lot of them are very serious offenses, including DV by putting his hands around someone's neck in 2017, tampering with or fabricating physical evidence in 2013. There are charges for theft, carrying a concealed weapon as a convicted felon, drug charges, armed robbery, and more. I'm all for second chances, but I'm afraid that this guy is a bit of a career criminal and people are donating to him. So I'm feeling kind of sick to my stomach because here's another case of a missing child and all these things are going on around it by sketchy people. It's sort of like these cases bring out the really good people who really do care, but they also bring out these people that are scammers who are trying to make money off of these tragic situations. And then there's the triangle of Sebastian's parents. You've got Seth Rogers, you've got Chris Proudfoot, you've got Katie Proudfoot. There seems to be a lot of tension between them, although Seth says that they're now all working together. When Katie Proudfoot and Seth Rogers were getting divorced, they both flung a lot of mud at each other. Katie said that Seth was banned from a military base because of his, quote, violent tendencies. She also said that Sebastian was afraid of his father at times. Seth has accused Katie and Chris Proudfoot of not supervising Sebastian closely when he was playing with that older boy who essayed him. Chris Proudfoot apparently used a belt on Sebastian, a child with special needs. And even Seth Rogers, who has been out searching nonstop for his son, apparently hadn't seen Sebastian for about a month and a half, from what I understand, before he went missing. Although he did speak to Sebastian the day before he went missing. So Sebastian wasn't living this idyllic childhood. He's a child of divorce, although that's very prevalent, and it doesn't necessarily mean that a child's going to be traumatized for the rest of his life. Enter a stepfather who allegedly has a violent temper. But I'm going to say this, Seth Rogers loves his son Sebastian. I also think Katie Proudfoot loves Sebastian. I know she hasn't been out searching for him, which leads me to believe that something bad happened while he was in her care. An accident, not something pre-planned. That's the only thing I can think of that would explain why she's not out searching for him. She may already know that he's beyond help. And I think it's a little cray-cray to think that the Proudfoots are hiding Sebastian in their RV. They have so much pressure on them right now and so much heat. I just don't believe that they could possibly pull off hiding an alive Sebastian somewhere in their RV or somewhere else. That just seems crazy to me. They have so much trouble right now. You'd think if they had him, they'd bring him out and say, yep, he's alive, he's well, here he is. By the way, the GoFundMe that Seth Rogers' sister, whose name is Sarah Swank, put up for him is now at $24,579. They were looking for $25,000, so they're pretty darn close to that. Although a lot of people are mad at Seth because he used the language FU and all of that, but I think that the guy is frustrated. I think he really does want to find his son. I think he's legit. I don't think he possibly could have had anything to do with this. He's got an alibi from what we understand. He doesn't live in Hendersonville. That whole, like, trying to pin this on Seth in any way is sort of ridiculous. That's all I got for the moment, and I'll see you next time on Bed Crime Stories.